radio wave meant more clarity for the listener, and it could reach longer distances and, by extension, more people.
So this radio was actually created by Armstrong for his wife, Marion, and they took it with them on their honeymoon. So there are these great images of them sitting on a beach listening to this portable radio. It had a compartment for a battery, and you could take the horn off, and you can close it up. It looks like a suitcase, and it's even got a handle.
Edwin Armstrong died an early death in 1954 after years of stressful patent battles. But that was not the end of his story. His wife, Marion, was his champion, and she continued to fight her husband's court battles and made sure his name was etched in radio history.
Ultimately, Marion is the person who decided to preserve Armstrong's legacy. She actually donated this radio to the Henry Ford Museum after his passing.
And what is this?
This is just a horn. It helps to amplify the sound.
Did he steal it from a ship?
It looks like you could, yeah.
And I bet when he gave it to his wife, he had flowers stuffed in here.
I hope so.
That would have been nice.
That would have been great.